Howard MLG from the USA wants to know, what's the maximum human population? Seeing as you've been looking into how to feed a growing population, that's the basis of your research, is there a maximum we need to have in mind when we factor in the space and the infrastructure?
Well, thank you, Chris. That's a very nice question, and it's going to be a difficult one to answer, both from an ethical and a practical perspective. I mean, the background to this is that we expect that the global population is going to increase by 2 to 3 billion over the next 50 to 100 years or so. But we then predict that it will level out to some extent. And as the questioner hints in their original question, we also expect that we're going to see populations increasingly becoming urbanized, part of city dwellers, and they're also going to want to have higher aspirations to lifestyles. They want to increase their meat consumption, and that is also not a very effective use of resources. And then we've got climate change that we've been hearing about, so we're going to get increased climatic extremes, floods and drought. So the question is, can we sustain the population that we are predicted to see?
Which is what?
We're currently heading towards 10 billion people.
There's
okay,
what,
so we're
seven?
About 6 to 7 billion at the moment, and we're likely to head towards 10 by the end of this century.
People say we're consuming resources at the moment at the rate of two planet Earths, not one. So if you increase our numbers by another 30 to 50%, which is what that number you've just suggested is, that means we'll be up to three planet Earths per person equivalent per year. That's unsustainable, surely.
It is dangerously unsustainable. And that increases the threat upon our natural vegetation, because there will be a demand to try to convert more land area into agriculturally productive land. So it's a real threat all the way around. But then you can come back on us and say, well, why don't we control the amount of food we waste? Up to 40 or 60% of the food that is bought in America and in Europe is just thrown away. It's not consumed. Why don't we learn to redistribute that food better?
And isn't that a short-term solution, though, Howe? Because if I feed more people, I'll get more people, and we'll end up at the natural point where we've still got a population crisis, albeit with a higher number of people ultimately anyway.
Well, coupled with this increasing population, we expect that there will be increased education. There's going to be an increased awareness that you no longer need to have a huge family to support you in your dotage, as it were, and that actually small families are sustainable and they are realistic. So what we actually need to focus on is education, and particularly empowerment of women. This is really important on a world scale, to try to get a cultural understanding that a huge family is not necessary.
You're a plant scientist, so I suspect you would love to see a solution to this problem lying with plants. But there have been some people who've suggested that, in fact, if the entire world went vegetarian, this would immediately cut our carbon dioxide output by quite a significant amount. Because if you look at the average Westerner, we probably eat our own body weight in meat each year. And if you look at the rearing cycle for meat, we need about 3 years' worth of supply. So therefore, there's probably three times as much weight of animals as there is humans. So you could immediately translate that into a very dramatic reduction if we all just stopped eating meat. But would we be healthy?
Yes, indeed. One sort of small step we might care to take is to go vegetarian 1 or 2 days a week. And this would start us to change us to move towards a more sustainable diet. It would be better for our health as well.
The other possibility is in vitro meat, isn't it? We've had in the last couple of years, we've had the in vitro burger being made, where people grow cells in a dish and make muscle artificially. Apparently it doesn't taste too good, though.
It looks pretty horrendous as well.
Okay, maybe I'll give that one a miss then.